Good afternoon. I'm Diane Herriot, the Parliamentary Librarian, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to today's lecture. The Parliamentary Lecture Series enables us to bring a wide range of speakers to the Library on topics of interest or potential interest to Senators, members and their staff. This is a particularly busy week for us, for tomorrow we have another lecture where Emeritus Professor Peter Drysdale will be coming to speak to us on the topic of Australia and the Asian Century. That's called a plug. Today, however, we welcome Mr. Mike Burgess, the First Assistant Secretary, Cyber and Information Security Division of the Defence Signals Directorate, and colleagues. Mike led the establishment of the Cyber Security Operations Centre in DSD in 2009, and before that was involved in a wide variety of roles in intelligence, security and capability development, including a period at the Joint Defence Facility at Pine Gap. Excuse me. It's emotion, the topic. Mike will be talking to us today. Well, guess if you've ever had your account hacked. Mike will be talking to us today about cybersecurity and cyber intrusions, a topic of great interest and currency considering recent statements by both Nick Warner and David Irvine on the subject, and also the widely and regularly reported activities of groups like Anonymous, who seem to feature almost daily in news stories at the moment. Mike will talk to us for around 20 minutes, and at the end of that, his three colleagues, Richard, Darren and Barbara, will be providing us a short demonstration, which hopefully won't be a how to do it.
How not to do it.
It'll be a how not to do it. Excellent. We'll be recording Mike's presentation, but we won't be recording the demonstration, and we've been asked to respect that for any of you who are out there with video cameras. Thank you. Could you welcome Mike, please?
Thank you for that introduction. So, good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to be here today to speak to you on the topic of cybersecurity. I will talk for around 15, 20 minutes, and then we will hand over to my colleagues. We thought it was very important to just show you that we're not making this up, and actually sometimes a demo is the best way to demonstrate what we need to be concerned about. In the short time I have, I'm going to talk to you about the cyber threat and go through some of the things that we can all do to help manage it. Before I begin, I'd like to tell you a little about the organisation I work for, the Defence Signals Directorate. We have two missions. One is collecting foreign intelligence by interception. The other is information security, working to stop other people doing the same thing to us. So we are both a foreign intelligence and information security agency, and those functions are defined in the Intelligence Services Act. Given those two functions, you can see that DSD is both a poacher and gamekeeper of information. Hence our mission statement: reveal their secrets and protect our own. It is the protecting our own mission that I intend to talk to you about today. The Defence Signals Directorate was established in 1947 to exploit foreign communications and be responsible for communication security in the Australian Defence Force and government departments. In its first 50 years, DSD's focus on information security was to protect the nation's secrets, primarily our defence, for our diplomats and our intelligence agencies. Whilst today DSD still protects the nation's secrets, the landscape in which we operate has changed dramatically in the last 10 years. Advances in technology has transformed the way we work and live, and our role has broadened to assist government agencies to protect sensitive information and to help other government agencies help protect the private sector. So what is sensitive information? It can be of strategic, economic, commercial, or personal value. Such information requires protection. And it is because of this reason that cybersecurity is, in fact, a top national security priority for Australia. Cyber intrusions on government, critical infrastructure, and other important networks are a real threat to Australia's national security and has the potential to undermine public and international confidence in Australia as a safe place to do business. At DSD, a common response we hear at all levels is, "My information is not classified. No one would be interested in me. I'm not that important. It would never happen to me." Well, in some cases that may be true, but I can assure you that from our experience that is a very unwise assumption to make. Someone out there, unfortunately, is generally interested in our information, and perhaps not in a good way. But let's take a step back and look at cyberspace, what the environment that we all live and operate in look like. The cyberspace is where the world conducts its business. Earlier this year, Cisco estimated that by 2016, the number of people connected to the internet will be approximately 4.5 billion. Global internet traffic has increased eightfold in the past 5 years and will increase nearly fourfold over the next 5 years. By 2016, Cisco also predicts the world's 19 billion global network connections will generate 1.3 zettabytes of data. That's one with 21 zeros behind it, if anyone wants to understand how large that is. And in fact, the number of devices connected to IP networks will nearly be three times as high as the global population in 2016. So that's our Kindles, our tablets, our laptops. And by then, the gigabyte equivalent of every movie ever made will cross the global internet every 3 minutes. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, there was 11.6 million internet subscribers in Australia at the end of last year. And today, governments, industry and the public alike rely on communications technology in our everyday lives. Many of our everyday services are being conducted over the internet as a matter of course. Technology, such as the growth of smartphones, makes it easier for us to access information on the run. Online has become a primary means of interaction. We just have to look at the uptake of Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn, for example, and see the prolific nature of online communications and the impact of social media. So I think we can all agree the internet is a very good thing, but, and you knew there would be a but, advances in technology can be a double-edged sword. Australian computers, whether government, commercial or personal, are facing an unprecedented level of cyber intrusions. This threat comes from a wide range of sources and includes individuals, that is those people who are doing it for either profit or fun, issue-motivated groups who do it to protest or for propaganda, organised crime syndicates and state-based hackers. State-sponsored intrusions are the biggest threat currently to networks, which makes sense when you consider the amount of resources a nation-state can throw at this. In practice, at least 65% of the cyber intrusions on Australian computers has an economic focus. Actors are looking for information on Australia's business dealings, its intellectual property, its scientific data, and its government's intentions. The most common method we use to gain access to our information is what we refer to as a socially engineered email. These contain malicious attachments or web links, which are increasingly tailored to appeal to your personal and specific interests of yours. Unbeknownst to most of us, hackers are researching us online, our profiles, our professions, our personal interests and our family. They will then tailor content to entice us to open a malicious attachment or web link. And once that attachment is opened or the link is clicked on, an attacker can install malicious software on your computer, such as putting a backdoor onto your computer or your mobile phone device. We all hear reports of hacking in the media every day. Almost all government and large private sector organisations have been affected by cybersecurity incidents. In 2009, the Cybersecurity Operations Centre was established to address this threat. The centre is located within the Defence Signals Directorate, but also comprises of staff from the Defence Intelligence Organisation, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the Australian Federal Police, and CERT Australia. In 2011, the centre received reports and identified approximately 1,259 cybersecurity incidents. 313 of these were considered serious enough to receive heightened attention from the Cybersecurity Operations Centre and assistance. But before I go into detail today about the centre, let's talk what you can do to help protect yourself. Typically, I tend to get asked the same three questions every time I speak on cybersecurity. Number one, socially engineered emails. Well, so what do they look like and what can I do about them? Well, successful cyber intrusions are as much about exploiting people's behaviour as they are about exploiting technology. One of the best defences against socially engineered emails is the user, people like you and I, to be alert and aware and to take some basic precautions because when the technical measures fail us, we are the last line of defence. So be suspicious of unsolicited phone calls or emails asking you to do something. Do not follow instructions from someone who rings you or emails you, professing to be or telling you that you have computer problems. Unless you can prove that you know who they are, either your internet service provider or some other arrangements that you may have in place. You should also check out the email before you open it. Have a read of it. There are signs that you can look for in some and if not most cases today, such as the language used. Is it what we'd expect from the sender? Are there inconsistencies in the grammar, the spelling, or the punctuation? Sometimes a combination of all three. And does the email seem suspicious or from someone you don't know? A malicious document, such as an attachment or a website that has little or no or unexpected content, attachments that flicker or flash when opened, dialogue boxes that close before you've had a chance to read them, may all be indicators of a virus or malicious software. And these may not just be spam, or in fact they might be trying to install a virus or some form of malicious software on your computer. If someone has sent you an email that you think is a bit strange, you should consider deleting it before opening it. But if you think you have accidentally opened a malicious file, there is something you can do about it. If you're using a work device, obviously you report it to your own organisation. If you're using a personal device, you should delete the email and perhaps install or run antivirus software to scan for possible viruses. The second most common question I'm asked is, can I use webmail for work purposes? At Defence Signals Directorate, we strongly advise against using webmail, such as Hotmail and Gmail, for work. The use of such services may bypass some of the security measures that have been put in place to protect and detect and respond to malicious activity. The final area I get asked a lot about is mobile devices. If you want to use your mobile device, such as a tablet, which is an iPad or a smartphone, Android or Apple, for business purposes, again, you talk to your organisation. But your personal devices, when travelling overseas, for example, like you would with your passport and your credit card, special care should be taken in protecting them. You shouldn't underestimate the lengths that foreign intelligence services or organised crime syndicates would go to get hold of that information on that device. It's a treasure trove of information on yourself, your work, your life, your contacts, and would be used to target you in Australia or wherever you may go in the world. And if you do choose to take your mobile device overseas, we advise you to do so with some thought to perhaps the sensitive information you may choose to carry on it. Obviously, if it's absolutely necessary, you can. And in those cases, we strongly recommend that you wouldn't let your device, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, out of your own control, just like your own credit card. And if you do that, leave it with someone you trust. Finally, on mobile phones overseas, you should always assume that someone is able to listen to your calls. So we've spoken about the environment, the threat, and what you can do about it. So let me move to the final piece of the cybersecurity puzzle, the Cybersecurity Operations Centre, and what the Defence Signals Directorate can do to help. The centre has two main roles. The first is to provide government with a better understanding of the cyber threat, sophisticated cyber threat, against Australian interests. We identify malicious activity conducted by these sophisticated foreign hackers using advanced analytical capabilities. Our workforce includes staff that are highly trained in computer information technology and analysis. We also have technical specialists in the centre who detect evidence of sophisticated cyber activities, and they frequently do. This, together with DSD's high-powered computing resources, ensures the centre is able to process large volumes of data and identify foreign cyber threats. The centre's other function is to provide advice and assistance regarding these cyber events across the Australian government and systems of national importance. Our staff work with external agencies to help improve the security stance of their networks. They also work with the agencies when those networks have been compromised to help mitigate and prevent further cyber intrusions. Traditionally, our information security advice was informed by a conservative and prescriptive mindset. We tended to focus on, no, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do it like that. But we can't keep on that path. In fact, it doesn't fit in line with the current thinking or the internet or cyberspace itself. I like to think the new underlying principle of the Defence Signals Directorate Information Security Mission is to empower. Instead of telling people they can't take up advances in communications technology, I'd rather encourage good decision making when they do so. So we can't stop people using the latest greatest gadgets. What we can do is to enable them to use it in the least risky ways. I often use a phrase by the current Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Ray Griggs, during his time on the Defence Strategic Reform Program, that we have to move from a mindset of no, we can't do that because, to a mindset of you can do that if. In closing, cyberspace is a 24 hours a day world. This is one of the greatest benefits of modern technology. Cyberspace is always open for business. This also brings great challenges to those of us who guard our electronic information. The best piece of advice I can leave you with is that while there is a threat out there, there are things that we can do to help minimise it. Everyone has a part to play in protecting information. If you're using a work device, remember to use your organisation's security staff. On your personal device, remember to update operating systems and applications frequently and install reputable antivirus software and set it to update regularly. And if you have concerns, call the vendor's customer support or your internet service provider. And if all else fails, you can call 1300-CYBER-1 for assistance. Now, DSD has further information on the points I've raised today on our public website, that's dsd.gov.au. I'll encourage you all to have a look. We're now going to move to Darren and Richard, who will do a demonstration for you. And at the end of that, I'll be very happy for myself or my colleagues to take questions from you. Darren.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, my name's Darren, and this is my colleague Richard.